Good morning. We remain entrenched in this unseasonably warm and humid environment for the early part of May as a stationary front is draped across the region, primarily just north of the international border with Canada. We'll be in this warm and humid air mass through the morning and into the afternoon, with a few scattered showers popping up from time to time through about lunchtime. At this point, wind energy at jet stream level will interact with the increasing humidity, and more showers and thunderstorms will fire. Some of the storms could pack a punch with gusty winds, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours as we get deeper into the day. A cold front will eventually push through the region, initiating even more showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours before it passes by. Temperatures, meanwhile, ahead of the front will be allowed to climb toward the 80-degree mark on average. After the showers and thunderstorms clear out this evening, a strong and gusty westerly breeze will pick up at times over 30 to 40 miles per hour. There could even be a few wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour overnight. Temperatures, meanwhile, behind the front will drop off, and overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. But one big change that will also occur that you'll notice, it will be the dew point as it drops dramatically and much more refreshing air builds in by tomorrow morning. This will all set us up for a beautiful Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds. A breeze will persist out of the west, although it will diminish somewhat. It'll still be mild but cooler than recent days, with highs in the lower 70s. A weak disturbance to our south will touch off a few scattered showers on Sunday, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs will be back into the middle and upper 60s. As we get into next week, high pressure will take over, and this will bring us a return to sunshine and comfortably cool temperatures with a breeze on Monday in the lower 60s, back up to 70 with more sunshine on Tuesday. High pressure will be in control through Wednesday with highs in the lower 70s before a few showers show up on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the frontal boundary that's been the focus for the recent severe weather across the plains and Midwest is forecast to continue tracking eastward into the Ohio Valley and Gulf Coast region today. This will lead to an axis of moderate to locally heavy rain from central Texas to the central Appalachians, with the best potential for excessive rainfall over parts of Texas where deep moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico intercepts that front. Lighter rain is likely to fall across portions of the northern Rockies, northern plains, and upper Midwest. Meanwhile, the Mid-Atlantic will have another day of high temperatures in the 15 to 25 degree above normal range today, with some additional record highs possible. The cold front passing through will bring temperatures down closer to average for early May into the 70s and lower 80s for highs tomorrow. Elsewhere, temperatures of 10 to 20 degrees above average are likely for the Intermountain West, Northern Plains, and Upper Midwest into the weekend. The hottest readings are expected for the Desert Southwest, where triple-digit high temperatures are likely. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 41 degrees, with a west wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 61, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers, lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 61, the average temperature 72, that's 18 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and 12.73 inches of liquid equivalent and rainfall for the season, which is 1.24 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 91 set in 1944, and the record low 28 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with showers and scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. More showers and storms this evening, then windy and clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, but still mild with lower humidity, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Sunday in the mid and upper 60s. Mostly sunny, pleasant Monday, lower 60s. Mostly sunny near 70 Tuesday, lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and a chance of showers in the 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.